I Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
We're snapping off locks, crawling through windows, and climbing into the belfry to rediscover America's lost treasure.
And we take it topside with Mark Hansen from Da Vinci Roofscapes to check down how amped up a cool roof can be.
And we warm it up with some get ready for weather quick tips that'll help save you money no matter what the temperature.
It's getting hot in here.
On My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? Da Vinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic Da Vinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, Da Vinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen Da Vinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning Da Vinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my beautiful wife, Teresa.
And my strong, virile husband, Mark.
That's why I take a whole house approach.
Yeah.
To green, to energy savings, and to saving money.
Yeah, is that how you take a whole house approach to your physique as well?
That's right, actually.
That's me flirting with you.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
Did you notice that?
That's nice, but that is. It's a whole, just like going to the gym, I approach sort of remodeling and energy saving the same way.
Yeah, because some days you work on biceps, some days you work on shoulders, just like some days you want to think about, you want to think about your doors, you want to think about your roof, you want to think about, you know, all the different pieces of it, and together it creates an Adonis of a house.
It creates an Adonis of a house.
Yes.
I will be pausing
That's
for a
what
moment.
We're doing in today's show. We're going to take your house and make it an Adonis. So you have to keep listening because we've got some really cool tips throughout this program.
You know, one really cool tip that I love to do and that totally gets overlooked?
Yes.
Overlooked. Underneath in the basement. See
yeah.
how I did that language
Over,
thing?
Under.
Boy,
yeah.
Both a gambler and an English major.
Okay.
This is a great one, especially for old houses, but it doesn't have to be for an old house. Go in your basement and look up. If you don't see any insulation in the outside band of your house, that means your house is going to be cold, especially the floors on the main floor.
Now, that's if your basement is unfinished.
Well, no, that doesn't mean if your basement is unfinished.
To see if there's insulation around, like,
well,
you won't be able to see it if it's a finished
ceiling. Well, you won't, yeah. So go down into your basement, if it's finished, tear the ceiling down.
Get your spy equipment.
There
but you
are
can
actually
have,
scopes you can buy.
You can, and can you feel it if you touch the ceiling on the outside, if it's a little bit cool, if it's really cold outside?
You know, I've never done that, but
mm-hmm.
The temperature differential between an uninsulated area and an insulated area should be pretty big. And if your ceilings are cold, you might need some insulation.
But you can do the touching trick for your door, though, because if you touch your door and it's really cold outside and your door is cold, that means that your door is probably not having the insulating protectiveness that you want it to have.
Right. In other words, that temperature is radiating right through the door and into your house. So you want to end up looking for a door that's insulated. We have a fiberglass door that's awesomely insulated. It's insulated from thermal transfer and from sound.
Yes, we used to have our 100-year-old original door in our house.
Wind tunnel.
And yes, it was a wind tunnel. And you could feel everything that was going on outside, but not just feel it, but you could hear it as well. And it's kind of awesome. So if you are in the market for a door, you want to make sure it has that thermal efficiency.
Right. And you also want to take a look at your window trim inside and out. Now, every time you hear somebody say you have to caulk your windows and your doors, you can check on the outside because caulk gets brittle after a while and it can break off and stuff. So re-caulking that will slow down the wind that's blowing through your trim.
Wind is blowing
yeah.
through your trim.
It's wind. It blows right through.
Yeah.
But also check inside, especially if you have older replacement windows, because the same thing can happen. And I put my hand down where I thought, you know, the caulk bead was fine and all that stuff, and there's a many degree temperature difference. So inside and out, check your windows for a proper caulk. And today we'll be talking to Jay Chaykin from the National Geographic Channel show, Abandoned.
Which you are so fired up about, and I can't wait. And we have to go to break, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
If it's loose, I'll make it tight. That's right. park a tub, a star physique. I can do anything you need.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And I'm feeling cooler than usual.
Really?
Cooler than my well-known, usual cool self, who's even tempered, even cooler.
Are you like Fonzie? Are you like going to, like, you know, punch the wall and the jukebox goes on and stuff
I
like that?
I used to love that guy.
You know, I'm thinking about Happy Days these days because there's that new Scott Baio show that's out right now.
I know that it exists, but Scott hasn't called me to tune me
he
in on what he's doing.
He looks fantastic. Thinking about cool, he's
similar
so cool.
To me.
Well, we have another cool guy on the line right now.
Speaking of guys who look good, Mark Hansen from Da Vinci Roofscapes is joining us to talk about Da Vinci Roofscapes' new Energy Star rating. They just...
Oh, come on, Mark. Get a little more excited about that.
I am excited
it's
about
more
that.
More exciting than, oh, well, geez, they just have Energy Star. It's a really cool, awesome thing.
Can you...
I can't think of two cooler people to talk about cool roofing than Mark and Teresa.
Oh, yeah.
And I came first
Hi,
in that.
What's up?
Yeah. So we're at the right place. And I saw that new show, too, Teresa, with Scott Baio or Chachi or whatever. I thought he looked exactly the same as he did 25 years ago whenever the Happy Days was on.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous how fantastic that guy looks because I mean, I'm like, oh, my God, am I like a little kid again or something like that watching him on TV?
I guess I'm going to have to.
And where's Joni?
Joni.
I know. How could he not be with Joni now? I'm just like, I'm out of my mind about that.
Well, and as great as Scott Baio is, everybody, can we circle this back around to the
yes.
Energy Star compliant
There's,
nature of
well,
this
the,
conversation?
Well, the coolest thing, though, is that it just announced that 8 of Da Vinci Roofscapes EcoBlend polymer roofing tiles have qualified for Energy Star compliance, which is an awesomely cool thing.
Cooler than a bandana tied around your thigh.
Yes, it is.
it's cooler than that. It really is cool. And just in time for October, which is, as you both know, is National Energy Awareness Month, Da Vinci is announcing that we are Energy Star compliant with our EcoBlend roofing tiles, which is exciting. Americans spend about 50% of the money they spend for energy, 50% of it goes to heating and cooling costs, and cool roofing can help them significantly lower those expenditures. So we're excited to offer EcoBlend products to the market to help folks save some energy and, you know, use less energy, be good to the planet and that kind of thing. So it is cool. Before we became Energy Star compliant, we registered our EcoBlend products with the Cool Roof Rating Council. And what they look at is really two things, thermal reflectance and then thermal emittance. So thermal reflectance would be, you know, wearing, you know, a white T-shirt to reflect that sunlight instead of the black one, you know, that would on a hot day. You know, that would absorb all that light. So that's the first thing. And then thermal emittance is the ability for that roof to let go of that heat. And what the Cool Roof Rating Council did is took both of those numbers, boiled them down to what they call an SRI number, which is a real easy number to look at to compare apples to apples when you're trying to figure out how cool your roof is going to be. And that SRI number will tell you just really how cool your roof is. It takes both those numbers and boils them down. So we started with the Cool Roof Rating Council. To become compliant with Energy Star, we needed to send them the tiles and let them look at them for a three-year period. So now 3 years later, in 2012, we're ready to, you know, we passed the test. The roof is just as cool. 3 years later, just like Scott Bale, 25 years later. The roof is just as cool 3 years later. Now we're Energy Star compliant. And I think from a homeowner standpoint, that's important because it's not just a manufacturer saying, hey, we have green products. It's a independent, trusted name saying that these products are cool and they will keep your home, they'll make your home more energy efficient. And I think that is pretty cool.
So to put a fine point on it for people like me who don't really have that many fine points, DaVinci doesn't do this testing. Energy Star does this testing and then gives the rating independent of what you guys do.
Exactly. Yeah, we're not the ones rating the product. We send the products off to the Cool Roof Rating Council. And I'm not sure if Energy Star actually does the testing or if the Cool Roof Rating Council does the testing. I can only tell you that it's an independent agency, not us, and that we have to have them tested for 3 years before we get the Energy Star compliance that we just got here in time for Energy Awareness Month.
Wow, 3 years. So everyone who has one of these DaVinci Roofscapes roofs on their house for the last 3 years, like it seems like everyone should be like high-fiving each other and how smart they are and having this roof on their
house.
Yeah,
and having been an early adopter.
Yeah, being an early adopter really does pay off.
That, you know, the proof is in the pudding, which you can get at Arnold's.
Uh-huh. And it pays you back, too. So how much can we be expecting to save? Because that's something that we all want to do, is be able to save money. We want to care about the environment, but we want to have a little extra in our pockets, too.
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's going to depend on so many different things. The price of the upgrade for the cool roof, and in most cases, manufacturers need to put special additives in their products to allow them to perform like we do with our EcoBlend products. And then it depends on how energy efficient your home is and where you live, how many months is the air conditioning on, things like that. But I ran the numbers for my own house and looked at DaVinci's Bellaforte product, Bellaforte Shade, which is one of my favorite products. And I said, okay, if I were to put that on my home today and pay the extra money to get the EcoBlend, the DaVinci EcoBlend, how long would it take before I would get my money back? And it would be just about 5 years before that would pay back, and then begin after that, of course, to pay dividends for the for the life of the roof,
which is in
energy savings. And hopefully people will look at it more like a system and not just one component. I think cool roofs are fantastic, but there's so many things now. With new insulation products and foam in place insulation and thermostats, there's really a lot of ways to look at it more like a system and really take a chunk out of that cooling bill and also your heating bill with other technologies that can help people save a lot of money.
Well, from my perspective, DaVinci Roofscapes just has it's a beautiful product. I mean, all of the different colors, it's just gorgeous. And knowing that you guys are also Energy Star, it's just the icing on the cake for me.
Which I would get at Arnold's. But in the meantime,
oh my goodness,
we have to go to break. So you enjoy your happy days. Mark Hansen from DaVinci Roofscapes, thank you. And we'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
I am so overexcited to see you another day. Bye, bye, bye. Shut up!
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see redwrcla.org.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And not only do I have trouble telling time, I have trouble telling time sometimes what year it is.
Yeah, you do, actually.
It's actually happened to me.
You've been known to not know what year it is. You've been known to forget how old you are. You have been all kinds of things. The details about time, which is kind of a cool kind of quality about you, because it would be nice, because I think in calendars.
I swear sometimes I see in your pupils the calendar grid.
Well, yeah, I think in calendar. I think in time and everything. And it kind of would be fun to wake up in the morning and just sort of, like, be open to what's going to happen and not be constrained by time. But we have someone on the line right now.
Who is uber not constrained by time, who writes in his own bio that he may well have been born in the wrong century. Jay Chaykin from National Geographic Channel's Abandoned. Welcome to my Fix It Up Life.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
I am so excited to talk to you, because I was reading, I watched a part of the show, and I've also read in your bio something that I think that Mark can relate to, is that it says, after 15 years of marriage, you don't know your wife's birthday, but you would know where every nail, piece of leather, door, mirror, and wood came from in the project that you've built. And my husband, Mark, is exactly like that.
I underlined that about 80 times.
I absolutely love that.
That's exactly, I'd like to refer to myself as the mad professor.
The mad professor. Well, and you're pretty serious, too, because there's a clip on National Geographic's website from your show Abandoned. There's a scene where the guys are trying to negotiate about an old wheelchair, and they got a price of like $250, and you walked in, and the guy gave it to you for $50. And they were like, they were just sort of really scared that they were going to do the wrong thing.
Yeah, well, the guys that work with me, they know how I am, and, most of the time, 99% of the time, I love joking around. My grandmother used to say that the shock absorber of life is laughter, but when it comes down to finances, we're here for finance, not for romance, sometimes, the guys are good at some things, but negotiating is not one of them.
Well, I want to tell you now, it's probably fair to say now, that I'm going to listen back to what you said about romance and finance. I then am going to pass that off like it's my own idea and not footnote you.
Well, that's really nice.
Hey, anything you hear coming out of my mouth is not original.
Well, that's kind of cool, and I love your website. Reclaimed Relics is so cool, and there's so many cool, upcycled things on there, and it's kind of, to me, I know it's about finance and not romance, but for me, it's romantic in a way to learn about all of these things, like, the school bell, the Johnsonville school bell you have on there. And then, I didn't know that the first church bell was made or used in 400 AD. Like, I didn't know that. And to me, that is kind of romantic and kind of, I kind of find that very attractive in a man when they know that kind of stuff.
I was born in 400 AD. No, Jay, seriously, your background on the things you find is just so thorough. I mean, how much of this is just, part of Jay Chaykin, and how much of it do you, have to go and dig in and look in documents of the building that you find?
Well, it worked out well when, we did what was called a sizzle reel, and they wanted to know what I was about before we did the TV show. It was basically a job interview, and we went to the Newberg Bank, and they did a sizzle reel. And the neat thing that they didn't know is I had just watched a program on Egyptian tombs the night before that we went into this bank. And it was, so we go into this bank, and there's all this cast bronze furniture that was from the 20s, and it had an Egyptian motif. And so right away, I noticed that it's an Egyptian motif, where you would put your pens back in the day. They had ink wells, and it looked like a sarcophagus. So I'm caressing these things, and I'm looking, and I'm going, this is a sarcophagus, and look at this Egyptian, hieroglyphics. And the only reason I knew that was because I had just watched a program on Egyptian tombs. So sometimes it's just, you know, it's a lot of common sense. Sometimes it's the information that you just, you know, it was just a fluke that I had watched that program, you know, maybe 2 days before we went up there. So, and a lot of it is just research.
Now, did you go home to your wife and say, you know, it's really good that I watch TV and I need to keep doing that?
I rarely watch TV. I'm one of those guys. I don't own a recliner, and I can count on one hand how many times I sat on our couch. So, you know, as far as I think what you were saying, is the only TV I watch is just at night before I go to bed just to unwind. But, you know, and of course our own television show.
Well, of course you would do that.
Which really is, and no joke, it's gripping. Watching you walk through all these places and climb in these belfries and take these timber frames apart is absolutely fascinating. And to bring up Teresa's point before about romance, there is something, this whole second life thing that happens, and you can see it when you sort of rescue the wood and these different relics from these places. And I say this with admiration, you're just crazy enough to go anywhere and, you know, bring a man lift into a church to pull a window out. Like, that's awesome.
No, I mean, it's the one thing the guys know about me is I'm not a, you know, when I was younger, I never tried anything, because if you don't start, you can't fail. And that's the person I was when I was younger. And I went through some life situations that changed my whole outlook on life. And, you know, today I'm not afraid to try anything. You know, there's always a plan B. I never really know what plan B is, but there's always one. And the guys know that, you know, I'm not afraid to go after stuff that other people, you know, wouldn't even think about going after. And, you know, it's not only exhilarating, it's, you know, I do have a, you know, I'm a 43-year-old kid, and, you know, you see a flagpole on top of a building. I mean, how cool is it to bring in a crane and have this big crane and machinery? It's just it's a lot of excitement, you know. And when I say we're here for romance, for finance and not romance, I mean, the reason I'm in this business is because I just have a love, not so much for the item itself. It's just the stories that it tells. It's every object is almost like a book that tells its own story.
Well, and that really comes through, too, on your website, because there's so much really good information about history and the items on there. And then you can actually bid to own some of them, too, which is really cool, too.
All the stuff you find in your searches on abandoned, you then bring back, refurbish, remake, repair, whatever needs to be done, and then people who watch the show can buy it, right?
Absolutely.
Well, that is so cool for people that are watching to be able to sort of be a part of it, too. And what is it like working, you know, you work with your best friend and your wife in, like, real life, but then on the TV show, too. Like, how does that sort of keep everybody in check a little bit, or does it, like, create, like, a super fun atmosphere?
I mean, like I said before, I worked for a lot of bosses in my lifetime, and each one of them was probably one of the, you know, I worked for most of the worst bosses you could ever work for. And what happened is when my wife and I created this business, it's up to me, you know, it's our business, so we can create the atmosphere that we want. And I don't know if you've ever gone into work and somebody has a bad attitude and you can feel it. That bad energy just seems to penetrate other people. And, you know, the work we do, it's hard, it's long hours. You know, I try to make it as fun as we can. I mean, my guys will do almost anything I ask them to do, because, you know, it might be the worst job they ever did, but when you're next to me, I mean, I could get them excited about scooping up dog crap.
That's pretty cool.
I'm going to have to take a minute and just pause for how much I enjoyed that.
That was pretty
fantastic.
Good. Now, with the show abandoned on National Geographic, do people come up to you now when you're just at the supermarket or wherever, and just they have something they want to show you or want to connect with you about something that they've done or found?
I mean, we've been inundated. One of the problems, if my high class problem today is people are trying to contact us, that's a great high class problem to have. You know, but we are inundated by phone calls on what kind of wax I use, what kind of tongue oil I use. You know, can you take a look at this couch that my grandfather had? So we have been hit by a tidal wave of this kind of, those kind of phone calls and inquiries, which is, in its own right, if you can just imagine, there's so many phone calls that it almost hinders actually the business. So I'm not saying I don't want to hear from people, but it really, when the phones ring, it's basically a 50-50 shot whether it's going to be a true business call or just somebody wanting to talk to us.
Well, that is really such a huge thing, and I'm just congratulations to you and your business and everything for being so popular and getting so many phone calls, and like the world of objects and the world of things sort of has like exploded, I guess.
Yeah,
in a way.
That you love.
Yeah.
It's not just stuff. And that shows on Abandon on the National Geographic Channel, which I should tell people when it airs Wednesdays at 9. Sorry, I had to read that. And it shows that your love for what you do is it's infectious. It's totally cool.
Thank you. No, it's something that started off as a hobby and just became really just a part of our life. Now I have 4 children and the business has grown to where, where before when I was doing it just as a hobby, it didn't matter if you brought in, money at the end of the week. But now what it's turned into, I created a monster, and the monster needs to be fed.
The monster needs to be fed. Well, we have to go to break, so everybody tune in Wednesday nights at 9 on the National Geographic Channel for Abandon. And also follow Jay on Twitter at Reclaim Relics and check out their website. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Before you paint, do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And I have to keep going with my fascination with Jay Chaykin from the National Geographic Channel's Abandon.
Really?
Seriously. You go to their website, ReclaimedRelics.com.
Yeah.
And the amount of stuff that we didn't get a chance to talk about, all these upcycled things, which is totally hot now, of course.
Yes, upcycling is totally hot, and it's such a smart thing to do. Upcycling used to be trendy a long time ago, and now it's coming back into vogue.
I noticed this humidor that we talked about. It's an upcycle of something that used to be furniture and appliance for your house. He's converted into a humidor and given it a second life. It's awesome.
It actually used to be an icebox, and it's like one from the Montgomery Ward Company, which is pretty cool, back in the 1930s. And my dad still calls a refrigerator an icebox because he was born in the 30s.
Every time he says that, I think of a guy in a little hat with those giant tongs walking into the house with a giant piece of ice.
Yeah, my dad talks about how they got the ice delivery, too.
Oh, yeah.
So the history that's inside of Jay's website, ReclaimedRelics.com, I mean, you can spend a really nice evening with a glass of wine and just reading all of the stories and kind of piece a little bit more from what you're watching on The Abandoned Show. So you have to check out our website, myfixituplife.com, because we give away free stuff because we want you to get your DIY done right.
DIY done right. So like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. check out our videos on YouTube.
Check out what we're pinning on Pinterest.
And email us your questions, your triumphs, and your project photos, because we'd love to be inspired by you and hear from you.
And join us next week for more My Fix It Up Life.
I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my Fix It Up Life.